I was not prepared for the recording thing to say we are now recording, and that like broke me.
Oh my god, did it just mind blank you? I love it.
That's awesome. That's
it
awesome.
It froze in the spotlight.
Welcome to Doc and Spyro's League News. I believe this is episode 8. I'm joined here always with Dark Spyro. How are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Things pretty good here in my world. I got to move in the next week or so, so got all that going on. But the good news
be busy.
Is, yeah, the good. Well, that's why I have that. I did that donation and got that free week. So
there you go.
Yep, I did this last year when I moved out here to St. Louis, and I was having to move cross country. For those of you who don't know out there, basically here in the States, and it was a boon because I was kind of iffy at the beginning about donating to the site, but I had found enough fund that I'm so glad I did, and I had that free week, which was such a fucking saving grace. So that's what I'm going to be doing next week, but. Nice thing is the simulations don't stop. You know, we're gearing up here. Trade deadline is passed. You know, it's theme week. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on, and really the basis for all that would just be where the standings are.
Yeah. So we're 3/4 of the way through the season, and like you said, we are now past the trade deadline. Everybody's pretty much locked in now until after the playoffs. We're not going to see too many roster changes, like anyone called up or anything.
Yeah.
So, like you said, we're going to jump on into the standings here. And we got the North American Conference. Leading the pack is the Calgary Wranglers yet again. They have 57 games played. They're one of the few teams that actually have 57 games played. Them in DC. Everyone else is 56. So, keep that in mind. They have 36 wins, 19 losses, 2 overtime losses for 74 points, which is far and away the greatest in the league. So that young team is killing it. And we had Jubas, who is one of their snipe shows. That's an understatement, on our podcast last week. And he was a wonder to have.
Yeah, he's been doing good for them. He's climbing up the ranks for I mean, I'm looking at him now. He's got 26 goals and 21 assists. So, you know, not quite a point per game, but I mean, still doing pretty damn good on the team.
I mean, he's 10th in the league for goals. So,
I didn't realize he was a hound now that I'm looking at his profile.
Yeah, he was drafted by the Hounds, but I don't think he actually played for us. Yeah.
He played for Saskatoon in 68. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then in 69, he moved up instead of sticking down another season.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah. But, so Calgary is hot right now. They got 73 goals, or 173 goals for 152 against, for a 21 goal differential, which is the second best in the league. That's a pretty high goal differential by the VHL standards right now, I'm not going to lie. So we'll go to second place, which is somewhere you're familiar with, the Seattle Bears. 56 games played, 33 wins, 18 losses, and 5 OT losses. You guys have 71 points. Only 3 points behind first place and 2 ahead of third and fourth, actually. So yeah.
With
it's really close, but
one fewer games played, right?
Yeah, one fewer games played than Calgary as well, so yeah, that's not too bad. And DC, like I said, they're on there, and they have 69 points. So they both have a game up on you guys. But yeah, you guys are doing pretty good with 166 goals, 444 goals against, for a 22 differential, which is the best in the league.
Jesus.
So you guys are magic now.
I can't. Things have just started to click, man. I'm not questioning it. You know, I don't want to anger the gods or anything.
You guys get hot in the second half of the season for playoffs, and then you try to keep it going.
It does seem that whenever Seattle's hot, Scott Green is taking a shit. And that's fine. I can only seem to find individual glory in Seattle when the rest of the team is trash. So I'd rather have the team win. But you know.
No, you're the guy that, like, when they're all falling apart, you're like, nope, I'm going to make sure that we're not getting obliterated. You strap up your boots.
Well, I try to make this, some things happen in both the in the Discord and, I guess, as a player. But I'm much more effective at being in the Discord.
Oh, for sure. You're always a presence, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
So now we're going to go down to the third place team, which is a place I'm familiar with. That is the Vancouver Wolves. We have 56 games played as well, but we have 32 wins, 19 losses, and 5 OT losses. So literally, you have one more win. We have, the exact same games played, and we have one more loss.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It could easily be identical records here soon.
Yeah, we have 69 points, but like you're just saying, they could be identical. They're virtual identical already, though.
Yeah. That's wild.
We have 150 goals for, so nowhere near the offensive power as most teams at the top end of the league. We have 130 goals against, which is the second lowest in the league, which is pretty nice. Our goal differential is 20, which is the third highest in the league. So, again, 22 for Seattle, 21 for Calgary, 20 for Vancouver.
That's right, fucking ridiculous.
Other. Right? Now,
I'm surprised looking at it or thinking about it right now because, you know, where DC is, like, they're interesting in comparison to the rest of them.
Yeah, they got the more awkward-looking record. I would say they have the 57 games played, like I said, with Calgary, and they got a 30 wins, which is nice because aside from us four teams, DC, Vancouver, Seattle, and Calgary, nobody else has eclipsed 30 wins yet.
Hmm.
So they got that going. They have 18 losses like Seattle, but they have 9 overtime losses.
Ooh, so, that's killing them a little.
Yeah, they need to start. Like winning those OTs.
Yeah. Still, a point is a point, and it'll keep them in contention, but because it's a pretty big drop off. But anyway, I'm spoiling things.
No, it's okay. Yeah. So they got tied points with Vancouver, like I was saying, even though we have a game under them. So we got the game in hand. But like I said, if they had less overtime losses, like they don't have many regulation losses, they're already at 30 wins. They would be way up higher in the standings. So, close race. Should be interesting right till the end.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that you can really note with DC this season is they're 157 goals for and 157 goals against. So, they have a zero differential. They're split even.
That's weird.
Right?
Especially for a team to be up that high.
With that many points, that's probably why they keep losing in OT.
Yeah.
Not scoring enough and not keeping the puck out of the net. I mean, they're very average at both, but you need to excel in one or the other.
Yeah. Cut to the end of the season when DC wins the cup.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But so fifth place was Toronto recently. It's not anymore. It's actually New York. New York's come back from the dead. Yeah.
Here they come.
29 wins, 25 losses, and 2 OT losses. They have a positive record, ladies and gentlemen, with 60 points.
Woo!
That's pretty good.
John Frostbeard going off for them.
The cool thing here is they have 156 goals for, so one less than DC, but they have 153 goals against, so they actually have a 3 positive differential. So 4 less goals against than DC as well.
Damn.
Yeah, so they're looking like a good team still. Like you said, Frostbeard came in. He's like,
Yeah, dude.
I'm retiring this season.
We need one more cup.
Yeah, legit. We need one more cup to bring you back to the playoffs. But so that means we have our last place team, which is the Toronto Legion. Back in their, I don't know if it's a comfortable position, but a familiar position to them.
Yeah.
So with 56 games played, they have 25 wins, 21 losses, and 10 OT losses. So they have a positive record, but their OT losses are absolutely murking them. So they have 60 points tied with New York. But again, the standings, they are below them. They have 155 goals for, so two goals less than DC, one goal less than New York. But that's where the parity ends. They have 178 goals against for minus 23.
Oof.
Second worst in the league.
That's rough.
They need to help their rookie goalie, man. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
They need some defense.
Ouch.
But, yeah, so that wraps up the North American Conference, or as I like to call it, the absolute Uber Conference right now, because it is, like, every team has over 60 points. And if you don't think that's anything special, well, we're going to Europe right now, where our first place team has 66 points.
There's some parity there. Or, yeah, some disparity, rather.
Yeah, disparity for sure. Like, the first two teams, 66 points each, don't even eclipse the playoffs for New York or for the North American Conference, because both of those teams in third and fourth have 69. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Actually, New York and Toronto are only 1 point out of third in Europe. Those are our last place teams. But to continue shitting on Europe, let's go through Prague, who is their first place team. 56 games played, 29 wins, 19 losses, and 8 OT losses. So their first place team hasn't even broken 30 wins yet with those 66 points I just mentioned.
But considering, it's nice to see Prague doing so well. They're, you know, really close, you know, they're tied with Moscow, who was the cup champ, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad that I called this last season that Prague was going to step it up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm not trying to shit on them, like, their success is good. Because they're definitely doing good. They got 141 goals for and 127 against, which is the lowest goals against in the league. 14 goal differential, which is respectable. I believe that's the fourth highest. So, good shit, Prague. You guys are doing good. And you need to do a little bit better, though, to hold down the fort, because Moscow has an identical record. 56 games played, 29, 19, and 8 record, just like Prague. Differences, 166 goals for Moscow. So, scoring Titan right there. Like, that's a 25 goal difference right there.
Yeah.
And then, or goals for difference, rather. Then for the goals against, though, Moscow has 153 again. So they're plus 13.
So what is the tiebreaker there?
Well, the goal differential for Prague is 14 and Moscow's is 13. But I don't know if that's what it actually is.
That's crazy.
The other tied teams are New York and Toronto, and New York has plus 3, while Toronto has minus 23, so it could be. Who knows? There's probably a bunch of things that go into the equation there, because I thought goals for was a major one and would have put Moscow ahead of Prague, but
I don't know.
There's got to be a few things in there. Or maybe they are tied. It out. I wonder if they're tied first, and instead of saying 1-1, it has to show 1-2. I don't know. Either way, so those are our top two teams in Europe. Now we're going to go to the third place team, which is the Riga Reign, where my boy Eagles now resides. And they have 56 games played, just like, actually, yeah, every quit with that. Riga has 27 wins, 22 losses, and 7 OT losses for 61 points, which is not too bad. 141 goals for, tied with Prague. And 135 goals against for a plus 6.
Mm.
So, the difference between Europe and North America is pretty drastic.
Yeah, that's pretty severe.
Yeah, but hey, we got Malmo here in 4. So, good for them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Malmo was actually climbing up.
How are they that bad?
I don't know, man. They should not be down here.
No.
But they got 23, 25, and 8 records. So there you go. They have a record. 50 points. So they're not only not breaking 60 like our bottom two teams, they're 6 points behind our bottom two teams. But at least they're a playoff team.
That's true. That is true. They're going to make playoffs. Well, maybe, because the next one could catch up.
Yeah, they're maybe.
Maybe.
The goal differential for Malmo is significantly worse. I'll give the next team that. So Malmo has 118 goals for. They can't seem to find the net. But other teams don't seem to have that hard finding it against them because they have 139 goals against, which isn't that bad, but they have a minus 21 differential, which is pretty bad.
That's brutal.
If they can score, then that's not bad, like goals against. They can't score. Second least goals for in the league. Yeah, that's brutal.
That makes no sense, man. I mean, they have people that like elite pieces on there.
Yeah, you'd think. And they have, yeah, I don't know. Like, not just like forwards, but like they have depth through it and they have good defense, a good goalie. Like, I don't know.
Well, they made some trades. Now they're like highest TPE players. And again, TPE isn't every disclaimer, but they're highest TPE or defensemen. Which I know, like, Jerry Garcia is more like a shutdown style player, so he's not going to be scoring a ton of goals. Condor yeah. Adrian could be a pretty good, like, offensive defenseman, but, you know, I you know, they're going to need something more. And I think they hoped that's what Acid would do, but he just really didn't do much for him, you know?
The first game hat trick and then fizzled out. That's yep. so shit.
It happens.
Yeah. We love you, Acid. That's so unfortunate. We got to get Acid on this podcast one of these days.
I'd like that.
But we're going to move down to Helsinki, who's in fifth place with 23 wins, 30 losses, and 3 OT losses. So that's a pretty big dip in losses there.
Yeah.
They have 49 points, so they're 5 points behind Malmo. They could catch up, but that's only because there's a little bit of time left in the season. So if they want to catch up, they're going to have to something now because they're running out of room.
Yeah.
They have 136 goals for, 147 goals against for minus 11 record. And yeah, now we're going to last place. No surprise. HC Davos Dynamo, 21 wins, 32 losses, 3 overtime losses. That's 45 points. Oof. That's 15 points less than our last place team.
The sad thing is they could kind of catch up if they went on a tear.
I mean, yeah, they could catch Helsinki, no problem, with 4 points. And then
Malmo would be tougher, but
Malmo's 9 points away, so I don't know if they could get the playoffs, but they could get out. I don't know. Say Malmo starts bombing. Hopefully not, oh my god. But then, like, Helsinki doesn't really take over. Like, Davos could do it. They could pull over both of them. Still enough time.
Just play spoiler. I mean, that's kind of their whole goal right now.
Pretty much. And, yeah, so their goals for, 107 goals for, is the lowest in the league. 151 goals against, not the worst. So they have that going for them, but it is the...
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's the second worst in their conference. They have 2 less than Moscow. But they have minus 44 goal differential, which is the worst in the league. And that's heavily the worst in the league. Like, more than double Malmo's, which is the second worst. So, oh, well, that's the VHL standings for this week. And we're going to fly on down to the M, right?
Yep. And interesting from my perspective now, because obviously I have much more of a vested interest, I've been promoted to be the general manager of Ottawa, which is a lot of fun. It's a very interesting experience. And, you know, I'd like to say that I have a lot of credit for how things are going, but basically I'm trying not to crash this speeding ship at this point. So we'll see how that goes, but I am delighted to say at the moment that my Ottawa Lynx are number 1 in the VHLM. They have 50 wins, 10 losses, and 1 OT loss, 101 points. 329 goals for, 158 against, for a differential of 171. So...
Okay.
I'm pretty proud of that. Now, yeah. The concerning thing is we have dropped a couple games here. There are some teams that are heating up. But for the most part, we've made a lot of really good moves, I think. We've got a good second line defenseman that could easily go really high in the draft in Andrew Sue. Some people would probably say we overpaid for him. Probably, but I was the main reason that he stuck around with the site, so I kind of have a soft spot for him. I wanted to bring him in. And then we signed a second pair defenseman as well. So I think things are going to go well, and I'm pretty confident in playoff time. The major threats are going to be the next three teams. Probably the biggest threat, and the one that actually has a chance at unseating us from the top of the league, is the UConn Rush, who have 48 wins and 10 losses with 3 OT losses, and they're at 99 points. So there's only there's only 2 points separating us, shockingly. Now, they are not nearly as good at putting the puck in the net, but they're almost as good at keeping it out. They've got 274 goals for and 156 against. So goals for, 329 versus 274 is a big difference. But goals against, 158 to 156.
Yeah, they're like identical.
Yeah, and they're on a 5-game win streak. So they're hot right now. They're doing pretty damn good.
You gotta watch out for them in the playoffs.
I know. It's going to be interesting. If we keep number one or number two, because that's what it's looking like will happen, because our third place team that I'll get to in a second probably shouldn't unseat us. I don't remember what happens, but I don't think number one plays number two, unless I'm mistaken.
It's one against the last place team, I believe, and then two against the second last.
So it's looking like if we keep a number one, it would be us versus Saskatoon. Spoilers. But we'll see. It's either us or UConn, because Minnesota, who's our third place team, has 43 wins, 16 losses, and 2 OT losses for 88 points. So they're 11 points away with 11 games left. Entirely doable, but probably not going to happen. They've got a differential of 247 goals for. I'm sorry, goals for. 247 differential. I'd be fucking scared.
Yeah, no shit.
247 goals for, 180 against, for a differential of 67. And they also are on a 5-game win streak. So who knows? Next is Philadelphia in fourth. 41 wins, 15 losses, 5 OT losses for 87 points. So you can really flip-flop them in Minnesota. If Philly keeps doing well, they could do great. And they have the firepower. They've got 254 goals for, 172 against for 82 versus Minnesota 67. So they're almost as good as keeping it out, and they've been really ramping up the firepower lately. And then there's, again, kind of a drop-off. It's really funny to see the, like, tiers in the VHLM, because you've got the San Diego Marlins, who are doing well. Like, there's nothing wrong with how they're doing. They're 37, 22, and 2 with 76 points. But, you know, they're 11 points behind Philly. Goals for, 234, goes against 203 for a 31 differential. So they're pretty good at scoring, just not as good at keeping it out. And that's kind of the story you're going to see as we keep going down. Las Vegas is 34, 23, and 4 with 72 points. 262 and 222 for goals for, goals against. So a differential of 40. We dropped a game to them in Ottawa. So they definitely, we went 1-1 with them in Sims today. So they definitely have the potential to do it if they're firing on all cylinders, but it's kind of a toss-up.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because I think I remember reading that they were the highest TPE M team at the moment. So
really?
Yeah, there is a chance that they could go all the way, but they just haven't been clicking. And then we've got our final, what's looking like, playoff team, because there's no way that they're not going to make it. Saskatoon, 28 wins, 26 losses, 7 OT losses for 63 points. And they actually have a negative differential.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they've got 244 for and 253 against for negative 9. So, yeah. You want that number one seed so you can play Saskatoon. And then, kind of got our bottom of the barrel situation. We've got Halifax. They've got 17 wins, 40 losses, and 5 OT losses for 39 points. So between 6th and 7th place, Saskatoon is 63, Halifax is 39. That's pretty rough. That's not good.
No.
Halifax, they have 196 goals for, 279 against for a negative 83 differential. Houston is 14, 42, and 5 with a negative 126 differential.
Ouch.
Mississauga is 14-44-3 with a negative 136 differential and the worst team in the league. Really don't see that changing because they sold off a bunch of assets as well. Would be Mexico City 10-47-4 with a negative 155 differential. So,
damn.
Now, that being said, don't cry for them. Mexico City and Mississauga are both set up to compete for next year. They've got a shit ton of picks that should lead them to be pretty good. But at the moment, they are not there. So
no. They got some good GMs there, too, in Matza and then Baraka for Mississauga. So,
yeah,
they'll get it for tomorrow or next season.
It's that kind of season. Yep. So you want to take us? I cannot do the VHLM three stars because Bannockcock broke the portal. Yeah, he didn't actually break it, but I'm going to tell him he did. So do you want to take us through the VHL ones?
I can't actually find these guys. Every time I look for them.
Oh, you're good. Let me see if I can pull it up. If not, I will just make up names.
There's three random stars this week.
Yeah. Well, we could always pick who we think they are. I'm going to be really biased and go with mine. I'm going to say Ambrose Stark at number one. I'm going to go with... who's pretty damn good as far as... Because there's so many defensemen that jump to mind. I want to try to do somebody good. You know, I'm probably going to go actually Henrik Zoidberg over Stark. Because he's been going on a tear recently.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of him. I mean, he's been kicking a lot of ass ever since he, you know, left Seattle. And I got to go with number two. Go ahead.
In Moscow, too. I was going to say, like, that's a good place to, like, make a name for yourself. You're standing out on their firepower? Damn.
He's their highest goal scorer, which is crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
More goals than Jet Jaguar.
And how many awards did that team win? Like, not just, like, team awards, but, like, personal awards?
I know. This is his breakout year, and he's not even around to enjoy it.
He's going to be a captain next season.
Yep. Yep, he's already eclipsed in 56 games any amount of points he ever had on Seattle. So,
damn,
that's wild. Yeah. Number two, I'll go with Stark at that point because he really has just been the most outstanding player on Seattle, which is a team that has just, it's chock full of talent. And then as far as trying to think who would be my goalie, you know, the goalie's a bit more. But I'll go. Oh, here we go. Goalers tab. Let's see. Brickwall's been really great for Prague and is helping them stay in the game. So I'm going to go with Brickwall.
I mean, they have the lowest goals against in the league, and it's heavily due to Blade Maiden. So
yeah,
I would put Brickwall up there for certain.
I don't know. Who would you think your three stars would be from what you've seen? Well, and you can be totally biased.
Well, I would just pick all goalies in that case, but I won't. So I'll pick one, and I'm going to say it again. I'm going to pick Blade Maiden because Brickwall absolutely has been killing it. I don't know if that's for just the past week, like for this week's star, but in total, up to this point, I would say one of the top premier goaltenders. And is, I don't know, probably going to be the front runner for most of the awards this season. So, yeah. I don't know about a former defenseman. I'm going to go with Triple H because he's single-handedly dominating for Vancouver.
Yeah.
Same with Freeman. Freeman's been doing really good, but Triple H is just kind of found his game again, is finally putting the puck in the back of the net.
Yeah, the game has found his game.
The game has reawoken. He's come online. He's booted it up. Let's go.
You know what I've never understood is like his theme song. They say it's all about the game and how you play it. But it can't be all about two things. Like it would have to... Like, is it all about the game, or is it all about how you play it? Like, you have to choose. I don't know.
It It's about the game and how you play it is one thing, but all about the game and then how you play it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Fix your theme song. You.
I mean, it's Motorhead. They weren't thinking. They're probably just really stoned when they put that together.
Lemmy was really drunk and stoned.
Right. So. Still sounds good. Fuck it.
Yeah, I love Motorhead.
For my other star, to pick a defenseman, I have no idea. As a goalie, you'd think I would know about all the defensemen in the league.
Yeah.
Because those are like the more important players to us. But no, we're more worried about like what guys are going to snipe us.
Yeah, exactly. I can imagine.
I don't know. I'd have to actually throw another forward up there. And yeah, I don't know. We're going to go to the portal and double check because...
That's fine.
I'm like on the fence between like two people.
Mm-hmm. You got to compare.
There is one guy that I will bring up then that is actually okay. So for top assists, I'll say this. Out of the top five guys, four of them are defensemen, and the top three are defensemen. So I'm going to go with the number one defenseman, who is Seattle's elite defender, Hulk Hogan. And I only say that because he's just doing super good this season.
Yeah, otherwise, he's having a great season.
I would go with Eric Summers because this is his sophomore season, and he's got the second most assists in the league.
Damn.
But he's on...
Summers.
He's on Helsinki, I think. So Helsinki not doing nowhere near as good as Seattle. I would have to pick Hulk Hogan. Or Simon Block's up there too, but they play for Prague. That's why I was thinking it. But they have Blade Maiden behind them.
Yeah, where so they're...
I know you guys have Funk. Like Reyes Funk is amazing, but he's been a little off compared to his regular self.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I feel like he's at like 80% or 85%. Like
he'll awaken come playoffs.
Yeah, regularly in a season, I feel like he's at like 90. Where then playoffs comes and he's like juicing past 100.
Yeah.
So again, not worried about him, but I just feel like in this current situation, I'll give it to Hulk Hogan. On top with Blade Maiden, who is Brick Wall, and Beavis, who is Triple H.
Sounds good.
So those are my three stars for the VHL.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, right, we're going to go to commercial real quick. But after that, we've got a couple special guests, I believe. Yeah. Right? Who do we have?
So speaking of one of my picks, Triple H or Beavis, we're going to grab him. And we have some questions from a user, but we're going to bring him on to talk to him for a bit. Then we'll answer his questions separately after the game. So.
And we've also got Twists, which will be cool.
So, Twist and Beavis, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hey, VHL, Spyro here, and I have come to inform you that I have a YouTube channel, and it's called Dark Spyro. I have a Pokemon Nuzlocke series with weekly episodes, NHL highlights, Rocket League montages, Apex Legends gameplay, and always lots of other good stuff in the works. So why don't you come on down and check out Dark Spyro on YouTube.
G'day mates, it's Brock here, and if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure you head over and listen to the VSN Australia podcast, the one I host myself. There's already up to 16 hours of quality content for your eardrums on Spotify. Plus, there'll be more coming each week. That includes interviews with all of your favourite members around the VHL, plus some more secret stuff to come. So please, stop by, listen in, and see what you think. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. And joining us to talk about recruitment, which is our topic for this week, we've got Beavis. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. And we got a new guest with us. This is Twists. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. We've never had you on the show before. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I'm Twists. I'm the AGM for the Halifax 21st. And I'm also a player that happens to play for that same team. So
nice.
Nice.
Well, very cool. So you're a new player, which is pretty cool, or at least relatively new. I'm assuming, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And we've got Beavis here, who is the head of the recruitment team. I actually think you two are pretty damn good guests to have for recruitment. Really just start out with a couple different questions. I can't think of anything, but it's okay. That's my fault.
I got one for that, man. If you want to edit
go,
that.
Please salvage me, please.
All right. Yeah. If you want to edit that back, then.
No, it's all good.
Okay. Well, so Twist, what got you interested in the league, and how did you discover it? Or who did you discover it through?
Oh, no. You guys are already going to just shit all over him because it was Dill.
Oh.
So Dill posted to r/fantasyhockey on Reddit. And since fantasy hockey was like dead because the season had just died, I was like, well, I don't really have anything else to do, and this sounds really interesting, so I'm going to give it a whirl.
Was it anything cool. like you expected it to be, or?
I mean, it was surprisingly better than what I expected it to be. Like, I didn't think it would go as in-depth as it was. Like, I didn't think I'd have to play through a minors and deal with contracts and all of that type of fun stuff. So,
be in locker rooms with real people.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a really cool experience.
Nice. Well, we're glad to have you a part of the community. It's fun to keep growing it with awesome people like yourself. So, Beavis, do you have any thoughts on this theme week? Because you already did your task, didn't you?
Well, I get it via job pay, which I got a ton of that. So, I'm good on that front. Go ahead.
No, I'm just kind of curious because I know we always people talk about recruitment, and obviously it's incredibly important. What are some of the like day-to-day things that goes into recruitment?
Day-to-day, it's mostly like social media. I talk to a lot of like YouTubers online. I scour YouTube for different channels that could be associated with us. I got Dill reaching out to Reddits constantly. There's a ton of the background stuff, and yeah, most of it is done off of site, so that's why sometimes it looks like we're not doing anything, but in reality we are.
Mm-hmm.
No, it makes sense. You gotta go places to bring people back.
Yeah, you gotta be a part of different communities in order to bring them into ours. Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't know if I trust Beavis. I feel like he probably just sits there and does nothing.
No, sometimes I do.
This is just his cover story.
Well, I mean, sometimes that's all you can do, I guess.
Well, right now the VHLM is pretty full, so I can't really do anything right now.
Yeah.
Other than we're doing our preparing for next season or the draft at this point. So we're coming up with a strategy on how to get a nice influx of members right before the draft, that the draft really captures their attention, and then see where we are numbers-wise for the VHLM, and if we have to get more before the season starts, then we can.
Now, I know there have been certain seasons in recent memory, like season 67 or 66, the year that I joined, all that kind of stuff, that have been like high watermarks for people coming and joining the site. Have we seen a bigger increase in people joining ever since? I don't want to make this heavy on the subject, but ever since COVID-19 became a big deal?
I'd say we have a higher passive recruitment, but overall, it's less bursty. It's more like one or two today or two tomorrow, that kind of thing. That's one of our major things right now, at least when we don't have room in the VHLM, we try to increase our passive recruitment. And so what passive recruitment is, at least to us, is having a presence off the website so people can happen upon us, that we're not reaching out to people, that they're finding us.
Right.
That's like what happened to me.
Yeah. And to be honest, that's probably the best way to keep members here too, is if they're the ones interested in originally, the retention behind them is a lot higher.
Yeah. Now that makes sense. Well, and it's
I wouldn't have known about the league if it hadn't been like kind of advertised to me though. So I agree and disagree with that.
Well, yeah, it's a two-pronged thing, right? You need to have the people who want to find it themselves and be the reason that they were there, and then you have the people that need it advertised to them. You know, there's no wrong or right way. It's just, you know, it's two sides of the same coin.
But at the same time, we're not like, and I don't need to go off like too extra with this, but we're not going on like random sites like Pornhub or whatever and be like, join the VHL. We're going on like hockey forums or like Reddit and stuff with like,
how much does it cost
to
advertise
hockey
on Pornhub? Because yeah, that might be.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Beavis, can you like look into that?
I do know a member in the past used to post on Pornhub comment sections about the VHL.
That's good shit.
That's kind of amazing. I mean, the forum looks like comment sections to that sometimes, so. Not that I would know. Anyway, so I guess on the other hand, you know, you have your recruitment, you're getting the people in the door, but you also have to have the, you know, people in the locker rooms to keep them around and keep their interest in it. I suppose that's something that you've been experiencing being an AGM at this point, correct, Twists? How has that been so far?
Definitely. So like Beavis has said, we've actually filled up relatively well with the like latest recruitment drive, especially with the all of the new recreates that just happened for season 73. So I know most of the VHLM teams are almost full, and as a result, you know, I like to at least try to poke around and get conversations started in our locker rooms and try to get our members engaged with one another, more importantly than even just me. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're more likely to stay around if they have friends and all that kind of stuff, and it's hard to see your boss as your friend.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. That's interesting.
Especially if it becomes a daily habit now that you're just checking the Discord because people were shooting the shit. Now you just want to catch up and then go in there, put some input or whatever. It's a great way to get everyone involved.
Hmm. No, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, what, because I know part of the theme week was, like, if we had any ideas for recruitment, but I've been having the toughest time, you know, coming up with anything, you know, but the only thing I can think of is if we introduce a money aspect to it, that's like gambling, but that's a whole other kettle of fish.
Oh,
and a whole bunch of licenses we need.
Yeah. Probably not good. Yeah, because no. I don't know how Canada treats gambling. But
no, you need a lot of licenses, and those licenses cost a lot of money.
I'm sure.
And yeah, and you'd have to like verify somehow that everything's legit and no one's messing with the Sims.
Oh shit, that's true.
Yeah, which
or people aren't backdooring cash or whatever. Like, yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's a good point. We already get people complaining enough that this shit is rigged. We don't need it. Real money is involved.
It's just bad luck, though. That's like, yeah, if real money was involved, people would get really pissed. People already blow up about small shit.
Yeah. Hmm.
Wait, what are some recent blow-ups? I'm intrigued. I don't think I know any.
Well, yeah, I don't think you've been here for a full season yet, have you?
I have not.
Okay, just wait till the end of the playoffs.
Yeah. All right.
There's usually at least one big one, at least in the VHLM or the VHL. No, either war usually has at least one big one.
Yeah.
Nice.
And if you're interested, you can go back into other finals game threads, and you can see like 7 pages of comments. It's
another
it's a lot
good
fun.
One is if you go back and look at awards, award pages.
Yeah, too. The awards are good.
The award pages, oh boy.
The word snubbed gets used quite a bit.
I can talk from personal experience that, yeah, the awards.
People get really heated about it. It's a lot of fun to just sit back and eat popcorn and watch.
I don't get pissed. I just raise my eyebrows and I'm like, what did I expect? Fuck.
Yeah.
Generally, I just complain in the general chat and Discord, and then people say, well, you're never going to make the Hall of Fame anyways, so it doesn't matter. And then I just kind of cry myself to sleep. And
oh my God.
That's an oof.
That's so mean.
But you will.
No, I'm known for fringe Hall of Famers. The Hall of Very Good, but not good enough.
Well, you can just mop the Hall of Fame. You'll be the janitor. That's fine.
I'm kind of the caretaker, I guess, right now.
You'll technically have your name on a plaque, because it'll just be on like the janitor
door. I got a rule named after me.
That's true.
Yeah, and as a backup goalie, I felt very worried coming to Vancouver. But it's funny that since I've been here, I've played like the most games out of any backup.
Why would you be worried?
I turned a corner.
He turned a corner immediately.
You get into more high pressure games if he forgets the rule.
I mean, this is also true.
It's just because the rule is named after me because I basically just ignored it because it didn't actually have anything behind it that was like, yeah, you can't do this. It was just like, hey, don't do that. And then I was like, well, if there's no punishment for it, then I might as well do it. And then
there's no
consequence. The last time I did it, I legit forgot, and I thought I had played my backup enough games, but that was on me.
I was 69 the season before I came up.
Yes.
Nice. The best season.
Yeah.
Season. You missed the best season.
Yep, just barely. It was fun.
I'm kind of upset about that.
It was good, like in the locker room, because I was there, but I wasn't like on the team or very active in the locker room yet, because I was pretty shy. I was active in the Mississauga locker room, though.
Yeah. Well, it's because you were. Were you going for the cup that year? You were, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Founders Cup.
We had to deal with the Saskatoon Super Team. But that was also the season that I did really good in the World Juniors, so it was hype season.
Yeah, speaking like of the World season. Juniors, Team USA is going to win gold again. Just saying.
Okay.
Hey.
I heard it here.
They got bronze when I was in the World Juniors. But I wanted them to get bronze. It was either them or Canada, and if I got picked by Canada, then yeah, obviously I want Canada to get gold. But that wasn't the case, since they actually threw some shade and didn't pick me. They got, who was it? Flashback and LaFontaine. Then I went to Asia, and then they're like, yeah, Asia's going to get last. They're goalie shit. I'm like, what? And then, we got silver, and Canada didn't even get a medal. And I was like, ha.
Yes. So, steering it back a little bit, sorry to change the subject, but back to recruitment. Oh, you're good. No, it's fine. Like, you're somebody, Twist, who's been very recently through the recruitment process. Is there anything about it that you've seen so far, or about the site that you'd like to have changed, or you think that could be more efficient?
Well, so, I think every new membership should come with, like, a nice quantity of hookers and blow.
We're gonna need to step up those donations then.
Yeah, that'll be pretty expensive.
Well, they don't have to be good hookers, I guess.
So
bad hookers. No one wants those.
This for charity, please.
But okay. I guess on the real, the one thing that I could see that would be nice to have like made automatic would be the player store just in its entirety.
Yeah.
And I think it's everyone's trying to get it there, but it's just not there yet, as far as I know.
Yeah, it's a work in progress right now.
Yeah.
It'll be there eventually.
Speaking as somebody who, like, I think when I joined, it was still form-based, like, in its entirety. It's a lot nicer now than it was. But yeah, it still is a little bit confusing. You know, it would be nice just for pretty much everything here to be able to click a button and, you know, do whatever. But it, yeah, I mean, No, I think that's something that, you know, they're already taken care of, and I honestly can't wait until that happens. Because it's going
to
be nice. I have
something to add to that. One Please. Thing that I would like to do, personally, and I probably need some help doing it, so if anyone's listening and they're interested in whatever I'm about to say, please let me know. I've been thinking about creating little guides for each subsection of the forum that's all video. So let's say you go to the media part of the forums and you click the medium or media guide or media tutorial, and there'd be a little video about a minute or two long just explaining what medias are, what they're worth, what kind of perks you can do, how long everything is, just kind of the rules behind it, and just have a little guide just for every part of the forums, and then that way it makes the new user experience a lot cleaner and easier to manage around.
Yep. No, I agree with that, and I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Starting out as originally an AGM and now as a GM, like, and pretty much everybody here knows, like, it's a pain in the ass to have to explain in detail through typing or through whatever else to your, you know, new user. Okay, this is what you have to do. You know, this is it. This is how you write it. Go read this. Nobody's going to want to look at a wall of text. They just got done looking at what you're telling them in Discord. They don't want to talk to people. They don't want to read. You know, they want it explained easily. And so having those videos would be a fantastic addition.
Yeah, I agree. The videos would be super awesome. Especially because, like, it takes a little bit of, like, fishing around to find the most up-to-date, like, guides or guidelines for posting in every section for your point tasks. So,
We're working on that currently. Quick mostly is rewriting all the rules because the rules are super out of date because no one wants to tackle that. So right now that's part of it. And then once that's done, we're going to be updating each individual subsection with all up to date rules. But that's, again, another work in progress.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, I can understand how it would be a big undertaking, you know. Podcast is what I usually recommend to people if they have a mic, because there's no way in hell an updater is going to listen to all 2 hours.
All right, I like that.
But I'm glad to know that there are people here who are both listening, and one of our guests that's at least listened to it enough to know that we don't just bullshit the whole time. But yeah. I'm just saying it is something that people could do.
I have been trying to timestamp them lately too. Make it a little easier for
you. I generally listen to every podcast as well, so I'll catch you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you'll just catch yourself again on this.
Just don't listen to VSN Australia. That guy's racist.
That is true. 100%.
I've heard that. I even offered to join his podcast, but he says that I have to go longer without being on yours, so I guess I'm resetting the clock right now.
That's fine. We'll just call you something else, and then Beavis in quotes.
That works.
He'll never know. I wonder if you could do anything with, like, our own, if has there ever been like a VHL YouTube channel? Has anybody ever tackled something like that?
We used to have one. I don't actually know who was doing it, but we did at one point have one, and that's since been lost to time or to the internet.
Yeah.
And we were thinking about making another one just as like a recruitment recruitment tool, but I honestly can't think of a way where it would be a useful recruitment tool, so I've kind of put that off for now.
It'd be a great way to throw like all the Twitch streams like that are draft related or these podcasts, put them all on there. Like on
One thing I was thinking about doing is doing like a like media history kind of forum where we could put like all the All-Star games, we could put all the basically any live event, so including all the draft lotteries, all that kind of stuff, just all linked in, and you could watch each seasons in a row if you wanted to.
I would go on YouTube and watch that. I would go back and watch some history. That'd be sick.
I would do that too.
If you ever go on YouTube and just type in like VHL hockey, There's tons of old, really old stuff and really old members' tutorials and videos and stuff like that. It's pretty cool to look back into it.
That's kind of wild.
I think it would be kind of cool, like, and especially because of how creative our community is, because we're just, it's pretty awesome how good everyone is with graphics and everything else, but I think it would be cool to make, like, kind of like the NHL does, like those, like right before the playoff starts, like the playoff primer commercials.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Oof.
And you wouldn't have to, like, necessarily just have one person doing that. You could kind of just, like, source it to the community and award maybe, like, maybe that could just be, like, a full week's worth of TPE.
That could be kind of interesting. Just do, like, or you could roll it into VSN also. You could always have somebody do, like, primers for, like, big rivalry games or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be interesting. You know, I feel like this is all part of, like, what, you know, VSN to a certain extent, you know. VSN feels like it's almost like the kayfabe, like, in-universe equivalent of, like, news reporting. So, like,
yep.
that would definitely be, like, in their wheelhouse. I think it'd be pretty neat. Hmm.
All right, so I think Beavis needs to get going here soon. So, Doc, do you have any other questions for him?
No, I think I'm good. Yeah, it was nice having you guys on. Appreciate your time.
Anytime.
I only have one more question for you, Beavis, and we'll let you run away.
Okay, cool. My wife is making dinner right now, and I feel a call coming upstairs pretty shortly.
Okay.
There you go. All right, I'll try to make it quick. All right, so... I'm drawing a blank. Oh, no, wait, it was trades. So... With earlier, I remember you made a bunch of cap dump trades, and then I only seen that one trade against, yeah, it was with Esso, a couple of picks. Are you trying to shed cap for next season?
Next season will be kind of a weird one for Vancouver. Me and Esso do our normal fourth round pick kind of trade.
Oh, that's what that was. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. So we do that almost every season. Some people find it funny. Some people find it annoying. I would be very interested if anyone wants to do a trade tree on all the different fourth rounders and if anyone actually came out of those trades. That would be pretty interesting. So if someone wants to look into that, there's a media spot for you.
There you go.
I also did traded with Davos, where I acquired Anthony Matthews, who him and Triple H have quite the history. we needed a second line center because ours wasn't that great, and I was actually using a winger as my center, so I needed at least someone that was decent at faceoffs, and Matthews fit the bill. And it didn't have a high cost, other than a third and an inactive Svoboda. So that's behind that one. And then I cap dumped Burt Mayers and a third for a fourth, which that was just pure cap for this season and next. And then the rest of them are the big boy trades.
Yeah, that happened a while ago, though, which were all blockbusters in their right.
Yeah.
They were ridiculous. It took the league by surprise.
I love doing that.
I mean, Beavis. Who are you going to pick first overall in the next draft, and why is it me?
Unfortunately, I don't think I'll have the first overall pick. I'm going to guess I'm going to have two... I'm going to just throw numbers out here. I'm going to say I normally get swept in the first round, or close to being swept, so I'm going to say that I'm going to have number 8. And then I'm going to say Riga usually makes it far because Riga's rigged. So I'm going to say they're going to have 10 to 12. So looking at the where you are projected to go, you could be a first rounder.
That's my goal. I don't know if I'll get there, but I'm going to try.
Well... You heard it here first. Vancouver is going to win the cup now because of the jinxing. So.
Oh, God.
Oh, you should have seen the promises to the STHS gods that I made when I actually won the cup. I told Fong I'd take a picture of my dog for him. I told Discord I'd send another buff beef pic. I did actually post it, but in the middle of the night when no one was on. And there was a couple other things, but I can't remember them.
I remember I told Seattle that I would post a selfie of myself and buy them the entire locker room one piece of whatever VHL merch they want if we got a three-peat, which didn't happen, thank God, because I would be broke.
Maybe I'll say if I win this year round or this season, I'll get a Vancouver Wolves tattoo on my ass.
Oh man, now it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I don't know if I want to make that bet, so don't quote me on that.
The only way I think it would appease the gods is if you promised to post the photo of it as well.
Yeah, that's
true.
Pixar didn't happen.
How about if we're going to the finals, I might actually pull that one out because I need another cup.
All right, sounds good. Well, cool. Thanks to you both for being on. We're going to take a quick break, and I guess we'll be right back.
Imagine this. It's the VHL, but it has live sims every week with commentary. Plus, it's not hockey. It's actually cricket. That's right. I'm talking about the cricket sim. If you would like to join, let me know or let CX Squared know. We're about to start our second season. We've got a player creator set up now, so it's going to be very interesting. It's friendly for beginners, and you'll learn a lot. So if you're interested, even in the slightest, let me know, and we'll get you started. Thank you, and I'll see you there.
All right, and we're back. Big thank you again to Beavis and Twist for being on the guest segment with us, talking about the theme week this week, which is recruitment.
Yeah, they were fantastic. It was a good combo, I feel like. Twist actually joined us. We were supposed to have Esso on this episode, and Twist really came in clutch to give us another perspective. I think it worked out really well, because everybody knows, obviously, again, just jumping to the middle of the interview, or if you're just joining us here, for whatever reason you want to get to your questions through the timestamps, Beavis was the head of recruitment, or is the head of recruitment, and then Twist just started as an AGM of a team. So it's like a two-pronged thing, got going on.
First-gen player, and he's pretty new to the league, too. So
we've had a lot of those recently, like Proto and Twist, like a lot of really young, hungry players and GMs coming up, which is cool.
I love how active they are in the league, and they're not shy to be on the podcast with us. So,
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Before he joined us, he did have some questions, as I was mentioning before. So we can still answer those in this segment, and then we'll get to Patrick Talinder's and Baraka's next week, because they have a bunch of them, and we want to dedicate some time and be really in depth with them.
Yeah.
All right, so the first question here from Twist was, how does it feel to betray Baraka and get your own VHLM team? So I'm assuming that's for you.
Are you sure?
No, definitely.
You don't think that one could be for you? Yeah, no. I wouldn't call it a betrayal. Him moving me into the AGM role, I think he always wanted to have me like GM. And so I know, like, when I went and applied for the job, it was like with his blessing. But if you want me to like keep kayfabe, yeah, it feels great to fuck him over and all this kind of stuff. And no, I mean, when I went to Ottawa, like one of the things that we needed on Ottawa was a good second line center, which we really didn't have that. We had somebody who was kind of inactive, and I traded him. I probably overpaid a little bit to him in the form of a first and a second round pick to get this guy, but that's because I want Mississauga to do well, and I have no intentions on competing next season. So, I did betray him, but he's still my friend, and I hope he does well.
That's fair, yeah. And his next question was, how racist is Baraka? Which we got to a little bit in the question, the guest segment there.
I think we can both speak to this one. His online persona is not racist. Now, I don't know the man in person. No, I don't think he's racist at all. But for those of you who don't know, if you ever see that floating around any of the locker rooms that we're all involved in, it's a running gag that he's alt-right and racist. So,
but he most certainly isn't, at least to our knowledge. He's an awesome guy. Love having him on the podcast. But,
no. But yes, very, very racist.
Yeah, as far as that gag goes, yeah, he's one of the most racist, non-existent people that exists.
We have the screenshots to prove it.
Oh,
plenty
man,
of screenshots.
We have all the evidence to destroy his podcast, but we don't because we love him.
Yep. Which probably makes us bad people. But
yeah, but no. I think it's fair game.
It's fine.
Now, if we were to follow through with it, we'd be bad people. Now, let's see. Yeah, so the last question here isn't even a question. He's like, this is a meme about Baracus questions. That's great. Okay. Well, thanks, Twist, for your questions. And
thank you again.
Yeah, it was great to have him on the podcast and shoot the shit with him and Beavis and hear their... both of their opinions on which is our theme week.
No, I know. I mean, that's why I'm kind of glad that we actually got them here on the pod. And, you know, I think it's a really great opportunity to actually speak this kind of stuff out instead of, you know, writing about it. I think you can get some good ideas that way. I'm not sure we did, but I think other people can.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just a great, like the podcast, just a great outlet for the community to get together. Even though it is theme week, it brings a good topic for us to kind of bring up. And instead of us being like, oh, this is what we would do, which kind of did, but not really. We get that luxury if we can be like, so you're head of recruitment and you're a guy who just joined the league. Give us your takes on like, so what you're doing, which he did. He was very nice. He told us what they do on the team, how they go around, they promote the league on different forums and whatnot. And then we've seen on the other side through Twist what it's like to just come through a Reddit feed. And you're like, oh, well, yeah I joined because of Dill on this Reddit because there's no fantasy leagues going because hockey's dead right now.
Yeah. On both sides, it's interesting to see. You know, just because I definitely had the perception that recruitment gets paid way too much. But yeah, it seems like it's legit work. So.
Yeah, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's there.
Exactly. Exactly. So anytime you think about criticizing recruitment, chill out, guys.
Yeah, they're doing their best. And at least we get that one recruitment uncapped every now and then, like every other week.
I'll take it.
Like, yeah, it's free TPE.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yep. Well, I think that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, man?
Nope. Just it was a good week for Sims. We've got a quarter left of the season, so I'm excited to see how S71 unfolds towards these playoffs. And then, yeah, next week we got a bunch of questions, and hopefully we get some more guests. Like, SO will probably come back because he missed this week. And if anyone else out there wants to be a guest on the podcast, whether next week or in the future, just hit us up. We'd love to bring you on.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's one of my favorite things is getting to know too and talk to people. So even if I don't know you, if we don't know you, if you just joined and you want to come on and meme, whatever, we'll have you on here.
Yeah. So I believe that wraps up this week. So we'll catch you all next time on Doc and Spyro's League News.